Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Tim Dillon Show. Giannis Pappas, there's a special that is on YouTube that you have to watch. It's going to come up right now. The hilarious stand-up comedian, the pride of Greece, Giannis Pappas. It's called Mom Love, and it's on YouTube, and you got to watch it. It's all about transgender people.
The whole thing.
It's an hour of what your take on the trans community.
Yeah, because it's just...
Because no one else has done it yet.
Yeah, it's not... Nobody's covered it, so I really want to delve into it.
It's smart.
Yeah.
It's good.
Yeah.
And no, that's a joke.
Yeah.
It's about mom... What is it, Mom Love? What is that about?
Mom Love. And I think your fans are really going to love this special, Timothy.
Sure.
I think they're going to love it.
Absolutely.
Mom Love is it's the last joke in the special, and it's essentially saying that underneath everything, we've gotten out of balance. There's too much empathy. There's too much. You have mom love and dad love. Mom loves you unconditionally.
Right.
Dad loves you the way.
Barely.
Barely.
Right.
Based on how you do, conditionally.
Right.
You do good, dad loves you a little more, the way the world will love you. And there's too much mom love. There's too much empathy. And like we've talked about before, Tim, empathy is infinite. There's no end to empathy.
So dad love.
Dad love is conditioned.
It's conditional. Like when my dad got divorced and lived with his brother for 2 years and called me once every 2 months, that's conditional love.
Conditionally.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
He loves you conditionally. You gotta,
yeah.
Yeah. He loves you a little bit more now that you're doing good.
Yeah.
When you were living with Justy Dodge, not so much.
Yeah, no, when I was living on a couch in Hell's Kitchen, he was, you know.
People said, how's your son? He goes, I had a son.
Yeah, he goes, wait, who?
I don't know if I have one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's interesting. So that's the whole special, and it's very funny. I've seen you do the hour live. You got to check it out. It's on YouTube.com.
YouTube Network.
It's free.
Yeah.
And it's for your viewing pleasure.
It costs a share. I'm trying to do that as an advertising byline because I'm working on my marketing.
Right.
It costs a share.
Share it.
Share it.
Share it if you like it.
Yes. Be socialist about it. I know some of your listeners like communism.
We run a real spectrum here.
Yeah.
It's from the hard left to the hard right.
Yeah.
And yeah. So that's good.
Those are the interesting people, though.
Those are the fun people.
Those are the fun people. You don't want to go to dinner with someone who's nuanced.
No, you want somebody who's really gonna.
Yeah, it's gonna bring it.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. I mean, we obviously, you know, this will be, you know, everybody in America for the next few months, and since this shooting in Texas, is going to talk about guns.
Yeah,
this is going to be, or maybe not. Or maybe that's over, but it's...
Well, guns, food, and safety.
Yeah, guns guns are a... They're out there, and I think, personally, that even some of the kids who were killed in Texas, if you brought them back, they would still be pro-gun. That's my position. Like, if you if the ghost of one of them came back,
yeah,
they would still be pro-gun because it's a right.
Well, in
In
Texas and Florida, all you have to know is, all you got to do is ask the guy, like, were you scared a little bit for your life? And
he
I was frightened that these kids were going to hurt me.
Right.
And then he stood his ground. He stood his personal ground.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, you've been shot.
I have been shot. I have that unique experience.
You have the unique experience of being shot. You've told it a million times and no one cares. So we're not going to rehash it.
No, but if you haven't been shot, I recommend it. It's fun.
It does kind of, it wasn't bad for you.
No, luckily.
Now the guy who shot you.
Yeah.
Is doing a one-man show about shooting you.
Well, I don't know. I don't know. I haven't really checked it out. I haven't gone to the limited opening.
But
I don't know
he
what
did a one-man show. This is a fact.
At some point, he did a one-man show.
At some point.
Yeah.
This is how strong the desire is for fame in this country. At one point, the man who shot you outside of a nightclub got on a stage and did a one-man show about the decision to shoot you.
Yeah, I don't know what it was about, but I know that it was in there somehow because that was part of the reason I think he got in trouble. Finally, someone said, okay, we got to take your gun away and we got to put you away.
So he didn't even get caught before he did the one-man show?
No, he did the one-man show, I think, from prison, I believe. I don't know too much about it.
Okay, so he was caught first.
Yeah, I tend not to
try to keep... reached out to forgive him the way the Pope has forgiven people that have tried to assassinate the Pope? Remember when the guy shot the Pope and then the Pope forgave him?
Yeah.
Well, that happened. Yeah. Have you reached out to this person to forgive them?
Well,
shooting you?
I don't blame him, you know?
Yeah.
I don't blame him. He was doing God's bidding.
Yeah. But have you ever thought about him again or tried to say?
No.
Are you angry at him?
No, I'm not angry at him.
So my whole thing is this.
Besides the fact that if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't have had all those fucking panic attacks and I probably would have made it in this business a long time ago. No, I'm not mad at him. And he was Armenian. How the fuck can you do that to your Greek brother, you piece of shit?
But you seem to have... how bad is it getting shot? This is my question. I mean, truly, and this is a real thing here. You seem okay, and it doesn't seem like it inhibits you in any other area of your life. So are we overreacting to gun violence, perhaps?
I think it's just part of American culture, baby.
I think it's part of life.
Yeah, it's part of life.
I think it's part of life. And I think, you know, people should start saying that. I think politicians should start saying... getting shot is part of life, as opposed to keep running away from it. And I go, why don't you just kind of brand it as a uniquely kind of American experience where people have the freedom to shoot you. You also have the freedom to maybe shoot them.
You do, if you get a little scared.
It's a violent country.
It's a country where there's more of a chance that you might lose your life in places that typically people don't lose their life.
Right.
You know?
It's a violent country.
You could just be looking at tomatoes trying to pick out which ones are more ripe.
Right.
And the next thing you know, there's a war happening in aisle four.
Right.
And you just have to be prepared. So I think I think the solution is every single person.
If you take that element away, this is my concern.
It gets boring.
That's right.
Yeah.
If you take the element away of potentially a massacre in a grocery store.
You never know when the USSR North Korea is going to attack your living room.
Right.
So you have to be armed with as many semi-automatic weapons as possible.
Now, you're not an anti-gun nut.
No, I'm not at all.
You believe that people...
It should be a little harder to get than a Tylenol.
It might, yes.
Yeah, that might help.
But the argument in it is that it is a little hard to get because you have to leave your house and drive somewhere. That is the argument.
That's tough.
It's not, you can't Postmates. Go to Postmates and try to get a gun. You can't.
Yeah, you can't.
You can't get a Postmates gun.
Well,
have you
checked all the counties in Florida?
Good point.
Yeah.
Of all the issues we talk about on this show, I never get more hatred than when I suggest that guns should be harder to get. This is the thing. And I, again, I'm Second Amendment. I believe you should be able to own a gun, protect yourself, things like that. The minute I have said that guns should be a little harder to get, I get vicious hate. And I understand it to a degree because you have people going, let's get rid of cops. Let's get rid of any type of enforcement. And then let's just hope that you don't get killed.
Well, that's part of the fear. And it's an understandable fear because when you look at what the left does, they start out with you can't say this, you can't do that. And then they just keep going. Police reform. And then the next thing you know, they're like, let's get rid of cops as an idea.
Yeah.
And you're like, so that's what people are scared of.
They're scared of that, you know, a little common sense gun control metastasizes into a complete confiscation of your weapons.
And some of the rhetoric is naive when you see it going, guns are bad, get rid of guns. I mean, what's this obsession with guns? It's like these blanket statements that place a morality on the actual object.
Right.
And it's like, no, it's not the gun. Guns are, depends on the context whether a gun is good or bad, right?
So is it your contention?
Yeah.
That it's not guns that kill people.
It's lack of body armor that does.
It's, you know what it is? Now, let me be honest about this particular shooting. Mm-hmm. The cops did not go into the school for a long time.
Guy was armed.
Yes, but, you know, isn't your job as a police officer to confront that which is happening in the moment?
Depends on whether it's a rival school from where your kid plays football.
That's a great point. Yeah. I never thought about that.
Depends on which.
Because it is so big there in Texas.
It's huge.
I never thought about...
What football team they're going to play
for. I never thought about that. I didn't even think about that. Is it possible these guys are going, you know what, maybe a few quarterbacks are getting it in there. And our numbers are going up.
Exactly.
My question is, because a lot of people are saying... Uvalde school shooter was in school for up to an hour before law enforcement broke into a room where he was barricaded and killed him. That seems like a lot of time, Giannis.
Well, it's a lot of time, but you know.
It seems too much.
The cops probably had to ask a lot of permission from certain organizations.
Right.
Like, you know, do we have a couple social workers here to talk to him first?
Right.
Find out why he
Let's
did what he did.
Let's talk him down.
What happened? What could What kind of institutions have failed him?
Yes.
What kind of systems?
Well, you know, the guy who killed the 10 people in Buffalo in the grocery store, the cops, then he went to go kill himself. The cops are like, no, don't.
Yeah, yeah.
Let him do it.
Yeah, I don't know.
What, I mean,
yeah.
What are you going to do? Yeah. They're like, no, don't worry about it. You made one mistake.
Yeah, we want to find out why you did it.
You got your whole life ahead of you. Yeah. Come here, give me a hug. You're a good boy.
Yeah.
So to me, it feels like, quote here, it's going to be within like 40 minutes or something, within an hour. Texas Department of Public Safety Director Steve McGraw told CNN's Ed Lavandera at a news conference the 18-year-old shooter Salvador Ramos was in a standoff with law enforcement officers for about a half hour after firing on students and teachers. Rep Tony Gonzalez. I mean, here's the argument that pro-gun people make, and this is an interesting argument. Guns are not new. School shootings are new. There is something mentally going on where we have a huge mental health crisis. This doesn't mean you should be able to get a gun at 7-Eleven. What I am saying is there is something going on in the culture. I don't know what it is. I have a few ideas. That is, it's a coarsening potentially of the culture in the sense that we are creating perhaps more violent sociopaths now than we were then.
Yeah. You got to get this kid into acting classes early.
That's true. Because he posted a photo with eyeliner.
Yeah.
And he was kind of, you know, had some issues. He got bullied a lot.
You just got to take that sociopathy and you got to put it in a place where he can use it and it benefits him.
That's a great point.
Acting, entertainment, politics.
Yes.
You know, some, yeah.
Should we be identifying sociopaths at a younger age and putting them on a path to be our leaders as opposed to killing children in a school? They can kill children in other countries on our behalf.
Absolutely.
It's not a bad idea.
We need some youth outreach programs that identify these sociopathic traits early and then put them on the right track. Get them into a couple of improv classes.
Or how about this? It's like, hey, you don't feel good. There's a place for you.
There's a place for you.
There's a place for you without empathy. There's 100% a thing you can do. I don't know much about this guy. And his name is Salvador Ramos. He was 18 years old. Supposedly he was bullied. He wrote three disturbing messages on Facebook just minutes before the massacre. Warning of the carnage to come. Quote, I'm going to shoot my grandmother. Salvador Ramos wrote about 30 minutes before his rampage on Facebook. How many people liked that? That sounds like something I would have written. Nobody knows he's serious. And no one knows you're serious. If I saw I'm going to shoot my grandmother, I like that. It's hilarious.
But
not now, it's not.
They just, the bots and whatever.
Writing minutes later, listen to this. Ramos made good on his vow, writing minutes later, that he'd, quote, shot his grandmother. His last message foretold of his final act of unspeakable violence. I'm going to shoot in elementary school. He wrote about 15 minutes before he arrived on campus. I hate dealing with this issue in a funny way. It is a comedy show because it is an unspeakable tragedy. People's kids were killed. It is the most evil act I can imagine. It is the... I think it is the most evil act.
It's the most
out there.
It's premeditated. It's evil. Here's the thing. We live in a country.
Have you seen Nikki Glaser's Instagram Lives? Where
she's going to do
guitar,
a song about this.
Which
yeah.
she does a guitar.
Yeah.
That is also premeditated. But I think this is worse. It's evil.
Yeah.
And there, it is too easy to get a gun. And this type of stuff is crazy. So I'm not trying to minimize it. but it is weird to be a comic and do a show where we're, you know, we're having fun.
Absolutely. We have to do our job.
I mean, it's
the most horrendous thing ever. You can't get more evil than this. Also, you know, what happened in Buffalo, you know, just because those
evil.
weren't kids.
No, it's evil.
It's like this one brings out the celeb, but it's like, you know, there was randomly targeted black people's horrible as well. It's
absolutely insane.
The thing is, we live in a country where we're so fame obsessed. And I think when these sociopaths feel like that fame is out of their reach,
right,
they go for infamy. When something's this premeditated, there's no assassins or premeditated murderers who don't want the attention.
Right.
Attention in this country is currency. So this guy's going like, it seems like a lot of work for me to, you know, become an actor, whatever it is.
In sports.
Sports.
To find myself in the business world.
Yeah.
Come up with an app.
So I'll settle for infamy.
So I'll settle for being remembered.
That's the only thing people respect in this country is how someone's famous. It doesn't matter how they...
I made the news.
Yeah. They're looking at all these other stuff. They're looking at our culture and going like, hey, man, people love serial killer documentaries. They love all these people who do horrible things and then they celebrate them. The news constantly, you know, plays into that reptilian part of our brain and scares us and does, oh, this story happened, and they replay the horror over and over and over again, like the Will Smith slap. You know, it's just
right.
they play it over, and so it's like, hey man, I wanna be known for something. It's a real nihilistic tour de force in infamy.
I took the Helix quiz and I was matched with the model mattress because I wanted something that felt firm and I sleep on my side and I move around all night and I have night terrors. And I get up in the middle of the night and I run around.
Stop.
Why?
You can't do
it.
Why?
Why not?
Ben, people have night terror. I'm not making people have literally have night terrors. Well, I mean, people literally have night terrors in their sleep.
I'm sorry to be insensitive.
If you're looking for a mattress, take the quiz. You order the mattress that you're matched to, and if the mattress comes right to your door, shipped for free, you don't ever need to go to a mattress store again. Helix is awesome, but you don't need to take my word for it. Helix was awarded the number one best overall mattress pick of 2021 by GQ and Wired magazine. Helix has been recommended by multiple leading chiropractors and doctors of sleep medicine as a go-to solution for improving sleep. Just go to helix.com/TimD, take their two-minute sleep quiz, and they'll match you to a customized mattress that will give you the best sleep of your life. They have a 10-year warranty, and you get to try it out for 100 nights risk-free. They'll even pick it up for you if you don't love it. But you will. Helix even has financing options and flexible payment plans to get a great night's sleep, so a great night's sleep is never far away. Helix is offering up to $200 off all mattress orders and two free pillows for our listeners. HelixSleep.com/TimD. That is HelixSleep.com/TimD. It's a huge upgrade. I love Helix. I sleep on it. You sleep on it. It's a great upgrade. I've never been happier in my life with a mattress than Helix because I could personally customize the exact mattress for me. And that's what you need. Ladies and gentlemen, you know what I've always said about ExpressVPN. ExpressVPN is very important. Right now, all these companies, private contractors, government, they're all trying to steal your information, everybody. You are not safe in your own home. They are coming for you. They're coming in through your computer to get you. So how do you do it? Why does everyone need a VPN every time you connect to an encrypted network in cafes, hotels, airports? Your online data is not secured. Any hacker on the same network can gain access to you and steal your personal data, passwords, financial details, etc. What if you're in Australia and you want to watch American Netflix? You need a VPN. It doesn't take much technical knowledge to hack someone. Just some cheap hardware is needed. A smart 12-year-old could do it. Your data is valuable, baby. Why use ExpressVPN? It's an encrypted tunnel. It's super secure. It's easy to use. It works on all devices. You use it. I use it. Everybody uses it. I love ExpressVPN. Secure your online data today by visiting expressvpn.com/Tim Dillon. That's ExpressVPN. That's ExpressVPN.com/Tim Dillon. You can get an extra 3 months free. ExpressVPN.com/Tim Dillon. ExpressVPN.com/Tim Dillon. Do it right now. It supports the show. Giannis, what do you think about it?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. ExpressVPN, everybody.
Get it.
Onlookers urged police to charge into Texas school. This is interesting because you have cops standing outside. People are heckling them going, get in there.
Yeah.
And they're not doing it.
That's like a sports fan at a game going, why did you do it? It's like, dude, You're sitting there drinking a beer, you know.
Yeah, but I don't know why they're not going in there for an hour. That's crazy, honest.
That is crazy.
That's crazy.
It is crazy.
That's crazy. Quote, go in there. Nearby women shouted at the officer soon after the attack began, said Juan. Here's the deal. If the cops are going to run around and go, we have the most dangerous job in the world, which is statistically not true, not even in the top 10. It is a dangerous job, but it's not the most dangerous job in the world per capita statistically. It's very dangerous in certain areas for sure. If that is going to be the party line, you got to go into the school while this guy is shooting, but you can't stand outside for an hour. That seems to be crazy. And I know there'll be 19 cops that'll message me and go, no, you don't understand anything. It's actually, you have to wait. You have to understand it's protocol. There's things that need to be done. But it's not protocol if it's a black kid walking down the street, but it's protocol if it's in a... So my whole thing is the women are shouting at the cops, go in there. They're shouting, upset the police officers were not moving in. A few of the other bystanders were like, let's charge into the school. He goes, let's just rush in because the cops aren't doing anything like they're supposed to. More could have been done. They were unprepared. Minutes earlier, Carranza, this is a guy, had watched the Salvador Ramos crash his truck into a ditch outside the school, grabbed his AR-15 semi-automatic rifle and shot two people outside a nearby funeral home who ran away uninjured. Shot at two people. Officials say he encountered a school district security officer outside the school, though there were conflicting reports from authorities on whether the men exchanged gunfire. After running inside, he fired on two arriving Uvalde police officers who were outside the building, said Texas Department of Public Safety spokesperson Travis Constantine. The police officers were injured. After entering the school, Ramos charged into one classroom and began to kill. He barricaded himself by locking the door and just started shooting children and teachers that were inside the classroom. Absolutely insane.
We got to take this conversation from the media and activists.
Yeah.
And it really has to, people need to sit down and find some solutions.
Right.
That aren't you, without shouting these utopian slogans at each other.
Right.
Going like, guns are evil, we should have no guns, or the other side going, don't take them. We got to stop that.
Right.
There's no perfect solution. There's mitigation. Can we please get
mitigation?
Can we fucking mitigate? Can we make it a little less?
Mitigation, baby.
Yeah.
Mitigation, baby. What a beautiful word, mitigation, because you do need to find the happy medium.
You got
to
mitigate.
You have to find the common ground.
Yeah.
You have to find the place where everybody is okay.
Yes.
And happy. The best for the most. You got to find the thing that works for everybody.
You got to find something that's a little less convenient for the Mexican cartels.
Right.
Who get supplied with all their weapons from us.
They do buy our guns.
That's where they get
but
all their weapons.
But that's an honor.
it's quid pro quo.
There's something nice about... Salvador Ramos was angry that he did not graduate. Texas neighbor said, how dumb do you have to be to not graduate a Texas high school?
I mean, can you
can't graduate a Texas high school?
Yeah.
Classmates of the 18-year-old who murdered at least 19 children and two teachers are due to attend their graduation ceremony on Friday, May 27th. Ramos's fury over his lack of academic success sparked a fight with his grandmother shortly before he shot her. I kind of get that. And drove to Robb Elementary School to embark on the killing spree. So this guy's, he's a troubled guy. He's unhappy.
I would say sociopathic.
He's not smart.
Psychopathic or sociopathic.
He's psychopathic. He's not smart. The grandma goes, you're an idiot. He gets upset. Now he goes and buys the AR-15, Ben.
On his 18th birthday, he bought two of those.
And yeah. He goes, two.
Mm. Just in case North Korea invades our home.
Yeah. He gets two AR-15s.
Mm. Yeah.
On the 18th birthday.
He probably said to the cash register, I'm going to need another one so I can reload when I'm shooting up the school. And they probably went like, that's your freedom. That's your business. That's your business. I'm not. That's freedom of expression.
I don't need to know all of that, honey.
You are free to be free in
honey,
our country.
I don't need to know all of that. It's not my business. When you walk out here with these two AR-15s, you do whatever you damn well please.
I mean, it doesn't.
Is it one of those schools where they got the transgender people reading in the library?
Well, then you need these to defend yourself against trans people.
You might need three guns.
Maybe three. I'm not going to ask. Maybe you're using them for a science project. I don't need to know.
It doesn't matter. At least one additional kid died directly because the cops were incompetent. Somebody said when the cops come, The cop said, yell if you need help. And one of the persons in my class said, help. The shooter overheard and he came in and shot her. Oh, my God. Yell if you need help. Somebody yelled help. And then the guy goes in and shoots her. I mean, I got to be honest with you, and I'm not trying to neg the cops here, but this is not the most, this isn't a crack squad of geniuses out there. Can we just say that? Like in a school where it's being shut up, they go, just start yelling.
Yeah.
Yell help. That'll be good.
I just don't think it's a job right now.
That anyone wants to do.
That anyone wants. And, yes. And cops are scared to do.
I agree. Yeah, for sure. You know,
it's like they always are, they're under the microscope.
But in Texas, that's less true.
It's less true in Texas.
It's less true in Texas. There's not a rage against the cops in Texas.
Right. Especially in this scenario.
Right.
Where we need them to spring into action.
We need them to go into a school that's being shut up. This isn't a highly controversial thing.
Right.
So that is tragic. And unfortunate, but there is somewhere to get to where maybe guns are harder to get, where an 18-year-old can't purchase two AR-15s without a waiting period or a background check or something like that.
Well, and you need to make it the problem is, and you know, the states' rights, you know, the smaller government people,
right.
They hate the federal government, but it has to be uniform if
right.
We're going to have a country. You can't go into – you can't have it so you go into Indiana and you can buy a resold gun at a gun show and all these loopholes and then you know, go sell them in Chicago. You can't go from another state and get an easy one and then travel to it. You got to make it all the same.
Right.
You got to make it all the same because we don't have closed borders yet between our contiguous states.
Yeah.
So it's like it's got to be the same everywhere. Which small government people, states' rights people hate. So it'll always be a problem. It'll never be solved. It's just going to be part of our great American tradition. Football, cheese fries, buffalo wings, and murder.
Of children. Yeah, so the NRA is going to gather in Houston days after the Texas school massacre, and there's going to be some protests. People are going to be upset about this, and the NRA...
Yeah, 55,000 people are showing up.
Yeah, it's a big convention in Houston for the NRA convention. What are the themes this year?
They'll probably all be carrying.
It's going to be, I tell you right now, it's a tough one. It's a tough one as a convention goes. It's a tough one. You know they're going to get up, they're going to address it, they're going to go, people want a limit.
They're going to be like, he's a good guy with a gun. Oh, well, right. that didn't work in Buffalo.
Yeah.
Because the guy had body armor. We need more body armor.
Right.
People, we need...
Is it wrong to say kids should go to school in body armor?
Is it wrong to think that fashion designers need to up their game...
That's right.
...and start incorporating defense into their style? Tommy Hilfiger, body armor.
That's right. Hey, Tory Burch.
Yeah.
Wake up.
Wake up.
We need military gear for most people.
Body armor, bulletproof clothing. Mm-hmm.
Body armor. If you put kids in little bulletproof vests...
Then everything's fixed.
Is it not cute?
It's very cute.
If you put kids in Kevlar, is there a problem with that? I'm seriously asking. Mm-hmm. If we're not going to ban the gun, like how nuts will it get?
That's a solution.
A solution.
A lot of times the fashion is very environment specific. You go to Miami, it's like light colors. You live in America, it should be body armor and bulletproof.
This is interesting. So this is a, read this tweet, Ben, for us.
So this was the gunman bought the weapons using the attack shortly after his 18th birthday, and the gun store he posted receipts from tweeted this that day. This was their ad.
Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. And you see a child with an AR-15.
Mm, this is from Daniel Defense, and they've locked their account, and they're a small weapons manufacturer out of Georgia.
The military-industrial complex in our country.
I mean, it's a baby.
It's not a problem.
It's a baby who doesn't know anything.
Yeah.
With a gun.
With a toy in Texas.
Yeah.
An AR-15.
Yeah. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he's old, he will not depart from it. Now, notice he's not reading a book. He's not playing sports.
Yeah.
Notice he's not even worshiping at a church. He is sitting on the floor. What is that, Ben? Is that an AR-15?
It looks like some sort of AR-15.
He's sitting on the floor with like an assault rifle.
Mm. Yeah. It's a gun that works really well.
Yeah.
Whatever it is, AR-15 or not.
Yeah. Whatever it does.
Does it efficiently.
It's efficient. It's interesting that they tweeted that on the day an 18-year-old murdered a bunch of kids.
Yeah.
At the very least, it's a marketing snafu. At the very least.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, they won't. A lot of the people who defend this won't say it is. It'll all be blamed on mental health.
Right.
Mental health.
And that's not, and it's not wrong, but also those people are not saying, let's give people health care.
Listen.
That's never their second point.
No.
They never go, we got a mental health crisis. We should have health care.
Right.
That's never point number two.
Right. And also, it's like, you know, I used to work in that field. You know, it's like you don't walk into a psych ward and get shot. You
right.
know? I mean, there's got to be a gun in their hands.
My mother is mentally ill. She's very mentally ill. She's never killed anyone.
Right.
So I do think that it kind of, it's a weird way, it shits on mentally ill people
right.
to say that they're all violent murderers.
Right.
I don't believe, yes, I don't think anyone who kills someone's mentally well. I think that, you know, but in the group of mentally ill people, there's a small percentage of them that are violent. And, you know, people have been getting more and more violent. It's almost like this 50-year diet of poison food, drugs, booze, high stress, paranoid media has finally gotten into people's heads.
Yeah.
And that seems to be maybe an issue. I mean, it's like we've spent 50 years poisoning the population, getting them hooked on drugs so that they can perform their tasks at work, stressing them to the point of nervous breakdowns. And apparently they're not able to really raise their children in a way that prevents them from mass murder.
Yeah, this is a multifaceted issue.
There's a lot of things going on.
There's a lot of things going on.
And even in this very reasonable podcast we're doing, the rage will not stop.
No.
The rage in the comments will not. The first comment will be, I couldn't get through it.
Yeah.
I did. Why don't they understand there are background checks? I had to wait 5 minutes to get that gun.
Yeah. The second comment will be like, the gun stuff wasn't so bad, but Tim, no gas!
Right,
no gas!
Get him out of there.
Get him out of there.
And folks, by the way, we're not doing a lot this summer. We're not doing a lot this summer.
Tim,
because
I'm not that upset about the gun thing, but no gas!
Here's the reality. I don't even like them. Devin and Ida come and sit here, who I love, and they don't really speak.
Right.
And that works. And, you know, we like, and there's a few people we like, but it's not a guest show.
Right.
It's never going to be a guest show.
Right.
And we're never going to make it a guest show.
I love how you got this chair, though, for Ray Kumpf.
It's a Ray Kumpf chair.
It's a Ray Kumpf. This is
they like Ray, and I like Ray. You know,
this is a tight squeeze
here's
for
the
Ray.
Thing. Podcasts are kind of ending, and this is the reality. People have had enough. They've had enough of the same 20 people talking about the same things. And that's why we've never gotten into the guest model.
Right.
Nobody has anything to say that matters, and I don't care if they do. And that's why we've never embraced the model of guests.
And that's why we're getting into the bullet defense fashion line business.
We're going to start arming children with Kevlar vests. Cute Kevlar.
Have you ever thought about doing merch like Tim Dillon Show on body armor?
Oh, but it's too expensive to produce.
That's a
problem. And it's too expensive for people to buy.
Yeah.
Do you ever get sad? Can you talk into the fucking microphone? You, do you ever get sad?
I'm always sad.
Do you ever feel that things are not good?
Yeah, when I read the news.
It's a BetterHelp is a customized online therapy that offers video, phone, and even live chat sessions with your therapist. You don't have to see anyone on camera if you don't want to. BetterHelp. Life can be overwhelming, and many people are burned out without even knowing it. Symptoms can include lack of motivation, feeling helpless or trapped, detachment, fatigue, and more. We associate burnout with work, but that's not the only cause. Any of our roles in life can lead us to feel burned out. And BetterHelp Online Therapy wants to remind you to prioritize yourself. It's about you. And people forget that. They try to help other people, but it's about you. Because when you're better, you can help others. BetterHelp. Online Therapy. The Tim Dillon Show listeners getting 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/TimD. That's betterhelp.com/TimD. Have you used BetterHelp?
I have, yeah. I love it.
And what do you love about it?
I love that it's always there for me when I need it.
What does that even mean, Ben?
Well, it means that...
I mean, can you articulate what that means?
Have you ever been to therapy?
Yes.
Sometimes you can't get like a good slot because if you're like me, I kind of would always want it like last minute. And this, I always got good slots.
And what did you talk about with them?
How I have feelings of like worthlessness and
but those are justified.
Mm-hmm.
It says, breaking, Texas DPS now say there was no school police officer who encountered or engaged the mask shooter at Robb Elementary School. The shooter was not confronted before entry, and it appears he walked into the school through an unlocked door. We got to lock the doors. That seems obvious to everyone involved. The doors of a school have to be locked. You know, I showed up at my old school. I was with a friend. This was years ago. And I was, you know, I thought I'd do like a little homecoming. Like, hey, this is where I went to school. I thought I could walk down. I had no idea. And this was years ago. I had no idea how shut down these schools were. It was all locked. I knocked on the door. They were like, hello, excuse me. And through the glass, I was like, yeah, I went to school here. Yeah. I'm Tim Dillon.
Yeah.
I was on Joe Rogan. We talked about Bill Gates. And they looked at me like, the guy looked at me like I was crazy showing up at a school. And now, you know, upon further reflection, I get it. It does seem crazy.
Do you think, though, because the locked doors, inevitably, someone will get in. You think at some point what we need to do is have decoy schools like Saddam Hussein palaces.
Very interesting.
Where the students are in a decoy school.
Right.
And then we have doubles in the other school.
Right. But it's going to get out which school is which.
Well, then you got to keep moving like Saddam.
What about if we educated kids underground?
Underground would be
like
good.
Like underground. Absolutely. We have underground cities. We have underground military bunkers.
Right.
The kids don't need sunlight. They can certainly underground. We can recreate the conditions of UV light.
Or the military industrial complex will make a clip out of this.
Yeah.
Everyone arm up and don't leave.
Right.
And just let delivery people deal with it.
Yes. Delivery people are the only brave ones now.
Yeah.
I mean, I was talking about that today. Somebody on Instacart delivered me two candles. They had to take that long walk from the door to the wall, to their car in the Walgreens parking lot, depending on the time of day in Los Angeles. That ain't nothing.
That's nothing. No.
You have no idea what could happen. On your way, I guarantee you, an Instacart or Postmates worker on the way to the car has met their end.
Yeah, or release a new virus for our own safety to get us back indoors.
You just see a burrito fall to the floor and then blood.
Yeah.
Because that people that leave their houses now really are the most brave.
Yeah.
And it's going to be...
It's the most brave people.
They're the most brave people.
They're outside.
Teachers maybe are more brave than cops now. I mean, teaching might be a more deadly job than police.
You got to arm them.
Yeah.
You got to arm these kindergarten teachers.
Well, here's the deal in Texas. Why didn't they have guns? Yeah. I'm not even kidding. Like, why did they not have guns in Texas? Like, is this all the gunman's fault? Or can we lay a little bit of blame on the teachers who weren't carrying?
These cucks moving from California.
That's what it is. Yeah. You have a bunch of liberal teachers moving from California that don't have guns and aren't focused on the defense of the school.
And it's not just enough to have guns. Again, I just want to focus.
Right.
We need body armor because the other guy.
And that is what's being seriously suggested.
Yeah. Well, you need body armor because the guy's going to come. If he's got a bigger gun, he's prepared. He's got.
Right.
The guy, I watch a lot of self-defense videos.
Right.
The perp always has the advantage.
Right.
Because he's the one that comes in and goes, we're doing this.
Right.
And you have to go, oh shit, we're doing this.
Because he has the element of surprise.
The element of surprise. And he may have an AR-15. Those things are pretty efficient.
They do their job.
So what we need is, let's plan this out. We need one teacher at the chalkboard, handgun maybe, ready in the one hand. Then we need another teacher.
So you're saying just a teacher pretty much all day. At the ready.
Well, you don't know if the kid's got a gun, so you got to have one.
Whoa, makes sense.
You
got
to have a gun facing the kids.
That's right.
And then you have to have someone watching your blind spot, so we need another teacher, a teacher's aide, if you will.
A teacher's aide. So they don't even need
to be
teachers.
Watching the door.
We just need two armed people in each classroom.
One watching the door, one watching the windows, AR-15s drawn. Right.
It's not a bad idea. No. So we have two people in the classroom. They each have an AR-15 out.
Yeah.
And it's just kind of a fun way to quiet the kids down too.
Yeah.
Quiet down. It's nap time. Yeah.
Now the kids themselves may be armed because it's their right.
Yes.
But as long as you have an AR-15, you have the advantage because their little hands can't quite grasp or deal with the pushback of an AR-15.
Right. Yeah, and you can take a few of them out if you need to.
If you need to, you'll get a few.
So because now we're finding.
We need to live in the last scene of a Quentin Tarantino movie.
We are.
Where everyone's pointing guns at each other at all times.
We're finding the common ground here, and this is what I want to stress. So if you have a few people in each classroom with AR-15s, one trained on the kids, one on the door of the classroom.
And one on the teacher, because you don't know what they're going through.
Oh, it's a great point, because the teacher might flip out.
So you need one kid marshal in the class.
So a kid marshal with a gun who has a gun on the teacher. You need two teacher's aides with AR-15s, one at the door, one at the class.
Yes. Yes.
Interesting.
Yes.
It's not a bad idea.
And you need school uniforms, and those uniforms are body armor.
Kevlar body armor uniforms.
Yes.
AR-15 at the kids, AR-15 at the teacher, AR-15 at the door.
Problem solved.
Not a big deal.
Not a tough way to live at all.
It's fine.
It's totally comfortable, and the most important part, reasonable.
Right.
Right.
And people in other countries would watch this, and they would think it's comedy, but what it actually is a good plan.
It's a great, smart, thought-out, cogent plan.
It's not a bad idea.
Not at all.
Yeah. Otherwise, we're going to be just relying on what we're relying on now, which I guess is chance, happenstance, luck.
Yeah.
Yeah, because now it seems like a casino a little bit if you send your kids to school.
Yeah. No,
it's a little bit of a casino.
Even in supermarkets, I would feel a lot safer.
Yes. Armed guards.
I would feel a lot safer if the army was there while I got lettuce.
If the military could potentially enforce a barrier around the supermarket and check people as they went in.
Yeah. We need military checkpoints at Safeway.
I don't think it's a bad idea.
I don't think so at
all. Put the military outside supermarkets.
I don't think so at all. And you know that it will come into this conflict. I guess it's like the thing that a lot of people are nervous of is government overreach. But
is part of this that it doesn't seem to death and destruction and mayhem doesn't seem to bother people as much since the internet. People have kind of been desensitized to this. We do have a culture of people that don't really care that a bunch of kids died. We do have a culture of people that don't really care about death. We have made a generation of sociopaths. I wonder how much technology's had to do with that. I feel like it's had a good amount to do with it.
I think also what's had something to do with it is just the sheer volume.
Yeah. Of the horror.
Of just how much it happened.
That's right.
It's just
Patrice O'Neill had that joke. You can't care about everything.
It's like putting out 3 podcast episodes a week. It's like, it's a lot.
Right.
You get a little numb to it.
Right.
It's a lot. So it's like, how many are you going to care for? You almost have to pick and choose which one's going to get you now.
Right.
You know?
Right. And it's
I mean, they happen like weeks. I think the statistic, and Ben can look at it. 2022 so far, there's been hundreds.
How many mass shootings in 2022?
Hundreds.
Now, mass shooting is defined as, I think, anytime more than 4 people are shot.
Yeah. 214.
200 so far. And we are in June.
We're in June.
Mm-hmm.
204. And what defines a mass shooting? I believe it's over 4 people.
Or we're in May, yes.
I believe it's 4. The U.S. has had, we're in May, right? Sorry. 214 mass shootings so far this year. And what defines a mass shooting, I believe, is 4 people shot. Now, I don't know if that's the case.
Look, guns are good if they're in the right hands, they're bad if they're in the wrong hands. We need to do something to make sure that there's less in the wrong hands and more in the right hands. Whatever that is, have at it, America.
4 or more deaths, I was correct.
Have at it.
More guns in better hands.
Yeah, that's it.
Right.
That's all there is to it.
It's all there is to it.
It's got to be harder than getting a prescription for, you know, whatever your doctor prescribed.
Right.
And it's.
But, you know, one of my friends, little brothers came to visit my house and like, he's from the Appalachians or whatever, and you know, they make moonshine, and it's a different life. It's a different life. It's just a different life.
Yeah.
And you know, they find a woman at the gas station, they bring her and they chain her in the back cabin. You know what I mean? It's a different life. It's a different life.
Yeah.
And
I thought you'd hired him to murder me.
Yeah. Yeah. No, he's not. Yeah. You know, it was a little terrifying. We had dinner with David Spade. He was like cutting into the plate. Yeah. He was like cutting into the plate. Yeah. Like David Spade was staring at him like, what the hell's going on? He's like cutting into the plate. But my point is, lovely kid. My point is that it's a different life.
Yeah.
It's a different life.
Yeah.
And his first reaction after the school shooting was like, they can't take my guns because that's the thing. In other countries, masculinity is maybe defined by fucking a hot woman.
Yeah.
But a lot of times our masculinity kind of rests on the idea that like you have a phantom war in your head that you're going to be a part of one day.
Yeah.
I'm not saying you shouldn't have guns to defend yourself. I'm saying that, like, you go to Australia and you see a bunch of good-looking people on a beach fucking each other.
Yes.
They're not like, where are the AR-15s?
Yeah, but it's...
Nobody in Australia that's, like, drunk, hanging out in the beach, none of them are like, hey, where are the automatic weapons to really make this a good time?
Yeah, you can't ignore the cultural component to this. Like,
there is a... And here's the thing about Australia. I've said before, they're white Mongos, so I'm not saying let's completely emulate... They're Mongoloids, but...
But, you know, it's like you see all these Hollywood people saying we got to do something, take away the guns. We have to do some, we got to get this regulation. And then those same people will be starring in a movie
right.
with Mark Wahlberg called Diving Gun Guy.
Right.
So that's it's true. Like, it's just the movies are like, or, bang, 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 bang,
or
bang,
someone
bang.
Will assault someone who made a joke at the Oscars and they'll applaud that person.
And they'll applaud that person.
And cry for a speech.
Yes.
So I respect the, I'm yeah. saying people should be able to own guns, should be able to defend themselves. You know, I just feel like it's fucking horrible that this keeps happening and it doesn't seem to show any signs of abating at all. At all.
And it's just odd culturally.
Yes.
That you can have movies where people are being fucking executed by the droves, but if you show a little bit of a penis or a nipple, right. people, it's like outrageous. Well, is that?
It's a puritanical country.
Puritanical.
It's a puritanical
country.
We
prefer murder to sex.
That's, now we're getting, now we're getting it.
It's weird.
Now we're getting it.
Yeah, I mean, you go watch a French movie, they're like fucking, see the in and out.
Yeah, we really prefer murder to sex here. We're kind of a sexless culture.
Yeah.
People just want to eat and kill each other.
Yes.
That's what America's kind of become. And, I think we have to embrace it. I don't think we should. I think we should embrace.
It's what makes us unique.
It's what makes us unique. Other countries like having sex with each other.
Yeah.
They like, you know, I think it's for us to just go to IHOP armed is a beautiful thing.
And our enemies, maybe it helps a little bit that they don't even consider attacking us because they're like, they're killing each other. We don't have to invade them.
Yeah, perhaps, but it is very interesting. The component of this that's weird psychosexual in a weird way, like where it's kind of like, you know, there is something to be said for the fact that young men in America right now are not kind of socializing, you know, not all of them, but there's a sect of them that like are finding it difficult to find partners and mates. And they're not, and it's becoming difficult. I'm sure it's happening in other places as well, but some of those people are grabbing weapons. Like that is something that some of them do. They are enraged. I mean, again, all we heard after 9/11 was like, it's a bad idea for men in the Arab world to not be near any women and to be in these cults and to, you know, to be sexually frustrated and to be fucking, you know, like indoctrinated. And now you start to see that we have a similar vibe going on with a lot of guys in America that for whatever reason are just like, hey, you know, I'm having more fun with a gun than a pussy.
Right. It's not the only
factor. No, it's not. Factor.
Otherwise, all these school shooters would just be married men.
No, and this guy might have been gay or trans or straight. I don't think it truly matters. There seems to be just a wider issue.
Yeah, it really is. There is an issue where, like I said, like if you show a you can't even show a penis. Why is there such a taboo about a penis? You can't show a vagina. Like, why?
Right.
What's the big deal?
Right.
But you can show murder without...
Well, you could also show like Cuties, a Netflix doc. You have young girls twerking.
Yeah.
So in America, you can get away with it if it's pedophilia.
Pedophilia or murder?
People in America hate appropriate age sex.
Right.
They hate it.
They don't like consensual appropriate age sex.
It's either violence or fucking children.
Yes.
That's all that they can handle.
Yes.
Or a Big Mac.
Yes.
Yeah, but appropriate age sex is just grotesque.
Yeah, it's really
to people in America. There's no taboo. It's not fun.
It's our puritanical roots.
A little bit. Yeah.
Yeah, it really is.
And that's why the people that rebel against it are like in San Francisco, dressed up as leather dogs, being walked down the street in a leash.
Right.
You go, well, that's really not the answer either. It's just all a country of extremes. It's a country of extremes. You go, why can't you just like, why can't you have regular sex?
Right.
That's, you know, somewhat irregular instead of just having to dress up like a dog and be walked down the street and pissed and shit on and whipped and beaten to get hot. I mean, people can't get off now unless a woman's being waterboarded, choked, thrown down the stairs.
Yeah.
You're kicking her in the face. Like, sex now has gotten incredibly violent just so people can come. And you wonder, Yeah, in France or any of these places, you will see people just fucking. But America, it's like people need to get choked. They need to have their head through the wall.
It's just, yeah, it just makes you real cynical about humanity. That we, it's one of the few things we have that is good for you to come.
Right.
There's no consequences.
Right.
It's not like doing drugs where then you...
Well, now with Roe v. Wade, there's going to be some consequences.
There's some consequences.
No, there's going to be some consequences.
But I mean, it's one of those
but
things.
But it's also women, what do you have better to do than have the baby? You know what I mean? Like, truly, like, the reality is, you think my mother didn't want an abortion? You don't think she knew she had a fat, gay, cocaine addict inside of her?
Yeah.
Here's the reality. I was born, and she ignored me and took me to Wendy's. And that's what you do as a parent. You just take your kid to Wendy's. You know, so, I mean, take your summer adventures to the next level with Bespoke Post and the new seasonal lineup of must-have box of awesome collections. Are you ever home, Giannis, and you go, I'd like a box?
Absolutely.
Bespoke Post partners with small businesses and emerging brands to try to bring you the most unique goods every month. What's cool about this is you can start and stop anytime you want. But if somebody you know is going away for college or wherever, they're moving and you want to get them a cool present, you can send them a Bespoke Post box of awesome, and they'll take a quiz and they'll fill it out and it'll say what they're into, and then Bespoke Post will just send them really cool stuff every single month. I love it. You can get 20% off your first monthly box when you sign up at boxofawesome.com and enter the code Tim Dillon at checkout. That's boxofawesome.com, code Tim Dillon for 20% off your first box. Boxofawesome.com, code Tim Dillon. I mean, what do you like about Box of Awesome, Ben?
Well, there's a lot of boxes I really like.
Oh my God, will you tell us about some of them, you fucking bitch?
Of course. Well, that was very rude, but
bitch is a term of endearment and empowerment.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
I'm exactly right. Ooh, that's nice. A knife and a bottle of liquor.
Yeah.
Ooh.
They put bullets in there yet?
Yeah. I like the pancake box. That's what they sent me, a griddle, so I can make pancakes on the go.
Dude, I got this knife.
If I'm on a gas station, and I need a quick stack. What did you get, a knife?
I got the knife for, I think it's for fishing. I'm not really sure, but it's awesome.
Sure it is.
You got all the time in LA.
Yeah. I love Box of Awesome because there's all kinds of different things in the box, and they come from small companies, and they need the help.
And we have used these. We've sent these to your relatives. We've sent these to your friends.
Nobody does more for their family than me. Boxofawesome.com. Enter the code Tim Dillon at checkout. That's boxofawesome.com. Code Tim Dillon for 20% off your first box. Boxofawesome.com. Code Tim Dillon. You know those days when your coffee shop is out of cold brew and your air conditioner breaks and you try to go to the beach and there's zero parking spots? Life can be hard. Good thing MeUndies is here to help you take a break from the hardships of the world and give yourself a soft summer. When you're cocooned in the softest and most breathable undies, loungewear, and swimwear known to all humanity, all your problems will simply melt away. For example, how are you planning on relaxing to the max while staying cold this summer? MeUndies are great because they're cool. They use micromodal fabric. You can stay comfy and cool all summer long. They have super fun seasonal prints and tons of styles to choose from in sizes X through 4XL. So you can go to the beach, bring the beach to your butt without ever leaving your living room. Do you like MeUndies?
I wear them.
Do you like MeUndies?
I wear them too.
They're actually super comfortable.
Yeah, they are.
They're soft, stretchy, and sustainable. Make it a soft summer with MeUndies. MeUndies has a great offer for my listeners.
Very comfortable.
For any first-time purchase, you can get 15% off. If you sign up for their free-to-join membership, you can apply that 15% off to their already discounted membership prices. It's not great for a jingle. It's a little wordy. Mm. To get 15% off your first order and a 100% satisfaction guarantee, go to MeUndies.com/Tim. That's MeUndies.com/TIM. We're going to wrap it up in a little bit here, but I think we've kind of solved it. I
think we solved it, dude. Body armor fashion lines. We got to arm up.
Yeah.
We got to have these schools completely armed, everyone armed. All the time, including the kids, watching each other, taking all these factors into account.
Yeah.
And then you need surveillance systems, too. You need surveillance at all times.
Yeah.
At all times.
Yeah.
And
that'll keep everyone free.
Well, at least it'll give pedophiles some jobs where they're doing some good.
Why
they
not?
Can watch the kids.
Here's a crazy idea.
Yeah.
Pedophiles outside the schools with guns. The pedophiles care about the kids.
Nobody loves them more.
The pedophiles care about the kids. They can protect the schools with guns.
Nobody is going to care for the well-being.
What about
of
an
kids
army
more?
Of pedophiles around the school with guns?
I love it. Solved.
Give pedophiles guns.
Yeah.
Let them arm the schools.
Yeah, and maybe we go back to castles where there's like a moat around.
It's not a bad idea to just have put schools in places geographically that are harder to get to.
So all the kids are in school, you bring the drawbridge up.
Right.
Lava all around.
I think the honest answer is also like, why have schools when you could just send kids to workhouses and work?
That's probably why this is happening.
There was no shootings when there were workhouses in London.
Let's get these kids back to work cleaning chimneys at 4.
It's a good idea.
Yeah.
I mean, again, folks, this is, it's an issue, but it's not that big of a deal.
It's not as big of a deal as a lot of other things.
Yes, there's a lot of other problems that are a bigger deal. What did Ricky Gervais say? There's all kinds of problems.
What did Ricky Gervais say is a big, big problem.
I don't
right
think it's
now.
A big, listen, people are going to die.
Yeah.
And some of them are going to be young.
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
There's nothing you can do.
Are you going to ban child death?
It's really not as big of a deal as
are you going to ban child death?
You can't ban child death.
Yeah.
And, it's like we're all really more concerned about what's going to happen in this verdict with Johnny Depp and Amber Heard.
Oh, God,
what's a bigger deal? What's a bigger deal?
That's right.
What do people care about more, really?
Yeah.
I think they care more about that.
Well, it's more fun.
More fun.
This is very depressing with the kids and the people always getting shot. It's very depressing.
Yeah, it is fun. A fake domestic
we needed
violence.
I called it months ago. I said we needed a trial to get us out of this. I said maybe Kanye would like kill Kim and Pete or something. I said we needed a trial to get us out of the COVID malaise, and it was Depp Heard, and I didn't even know Amber Heard breaks down on stand. I'm getting thousands of death threats. And you should get more. but, I said we needed a trial. I was correct. We absolutely need a trial.
We need trials on every channel. We need prank shows on every channel.
Yeah.
And we need people inside. Please don't leave your house ever at all. Just watch this new form of entertainment. It's great because it's like soccer. There's very few commercial breaks. It goes for 20 hours.
Yeah, this is the longest trial.
It's great.
I mean, this shooting will be out of the news in an hour.
Yes.
This won't even be relevant when it's released on Saturday in 2 days.
No.
This episode won't be. There'll be another shooting by then.
Yeah.
But this Depp Heard thing has gone on for as long as I can remember.
I think it's 6 weeks.
I feel like I've grown up with these people.
Yeah.
I care more about them than I do my own family.
Yeah.
And it's not even close.
Yes.
I care more about Amber Heard and Johnny Depp than these kids that got shot because I've been with them longer.
It's just on more. It's great.
Yeah. And I mean, it's just what it is.
And it's the only thing left really that hasn't been done.
Right.
Is like... trials with celebrities that are real.
That are drug addicts that beat each other up.
Yeah, for your entertainment.
And you know what's fun about it? They're rich, so there's butlers and maids and nannies and assistants and like weird types of things. And there's Coachella and the hills and Australia and we're in Italy or whatever they're doing. And they're, it's fun to hear about somebody getting beaten in a nice area.
It's a good time to be a body language expert.
Yeah,
they're
doing real well.
They're doing real well. They're providing a lot of commentary for this.
Yeah. Well, I mean, folks, we've come up with the solutions. I don't know what you want me to do. I mean, unfortunately, this is what happens. You can homeschool your kids, and you can shoot them.
Yeah. Don't go out, but it's not just school, so don't go outside.
Well, you don't need to.
You don't need to.
With Instacart and Postmates?
Yeah.
You don't really need, truly now, you don't need to go outside.
You don't need to be outside.
You don't need to go. If you go to a national park, you get abducted. If you go to the grocery store, you make a shot in the face. You don't need to go outside. You have streaming services. You have people that are willing to brave the elements to bring you nachos, and they're going to get killed.
Yeah.
So at the end of the day, there's no real reason you need to leave your house. It's not a big deal.
Everything should be like going to the airport. There should be checkpoints and metal detectors. Nobody should have their shoes on ever.
There's one safe place in America. There's one safe place in America, and it's Austin, Texas.
Paradise.
So if you want to live in a place, where was this shooting? How far away from Austin?
So it's 30 minutes or 90 miles west of San Antonio. So that's about 3 hours, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. But now Google Austin shooting. I bet nothing comes up.
Let's see.
No.
Austin.
Texas. I bet nothing comes up.
Shoot. Austin's just weird.
Hit news here.
It's all going to be what happened here. Man shot dead by officers after he allegedly pointed a gun at people from his truck.
That was 17 hours ago.
Man dead after opening fire on officers from pickup truck in Southeast Austin. Mm. This is the same thing. Yeah. Teen arrested after shooting death in South Austin parking lot outside LA Fitness.
That was 3 days ago.
Half of deadliest U.S. shootings were in Texas.
Well, it's weird. It's weird.
Not great.
You know, it's weird when you go.
It's not a great. It's not great.
It's weird when you go to like the very liberal, I guess, as far as
right.
gun laws go. Like you can, meaning you can have a gun. You go to those places, but they have signs at all the places where you go that say, don't bring your gun in here.
Right.
You're like, wait a second, I thought I was in North Carolina. What do you mean I can't bring my gun to the opera?
Right.
Why can I not have my gun at the opera? It's, you notice that all the stores have places, no guns. You're like, dude, aren't we in North? What's the point of having the gun if I can't bring it inside?
Well, here's the deal. I mean, we've been a bunch of buffoons and goofballs, but my suggestion to everyone with children is to just fucking not get so attached. My name is Tim Dillon. The special that we're talking about is called Mom Love.
Yeah.
And we need a lot less of mom and dad love.
Yeah.
Giannis Pappas is on YouTube right now. Mom Love. It's a full hour special. Very, very funny. And my special coming out soon. We just got an offer today, so it might not be on YouTube. We'll see. Support the sponsors of the show. If you enjoy the content, we really do appreciate it. People get mad at the ad reads. They go, they're not funny anymore. Well, here's the reality, folks. Some of these companies are just paying too much money for us to be funny, and they don't understand that if we're funnier, more people would actually buy the product. So if these companies are listening, the reality is if we're able to do funny ads, people buy the product more. I always fight for the funny ads, and there are some companies that will still let us do the funny ads, but some won't. And you know, what do you want me to do? Not earn money? They won't even give us the ad. This is how dumb people are. People are like, isn't it enough to Patreon? And they're not Southern, because the Southern people understand I should have a fiefdom. But it's probably like people are like, don't you under, it's Patreon's enough. Why do you even have ads? I go, because we want more than less money. It's America. Also, dummy, there would be no ads. Like, for example, there would never have been ads, and I won't have ads, and I won't do any of the ads. Like, if I don't do them the way they want me to do them, I just won't have them.
Right.
Every now and then, a company will let us do a funny ad.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, the problem is, I've explained to these companies that funny ads are actually better because they're longer and people don't skip them, and they actually buy the product. But the problem is, a lot of companies now are getting a little upset at some of these funny ads. You know, what do you want me to do? I don't know what to do, but these products are still great. What do we have? The watch and the underwear
on it. We have Athletic Greens.
You're not going to buy on it. These are great companies. Mm-hmm. On it was a supplement company started by popular podcaster Mark Maron. These are great companies, and I'm telling you right now, if you miss out on a box of awesome, are they still with us?
They're still with us, yeah, yeah.
Oof. If you miss out on a box of awesome, which is they'll give you a little wooden box with a pipe and a couple of sticks of dynamite. If you miss out on that, your fault, your problem. Giannis, are you promoting anything? Where are you going to be? Tell them where to find you. God help everybody.
The special, please. Just go watch the special.
Just watch the goddamn special.
You're going to love it. It's a good hour. People seem to really like it.
People are enjoying it. The people want it.
Yeah, so just go watch that and listen to my podcast, Long Days.
People want it. Long Days with Giannis Pappas. We're putting all the links in the description. It'll be out this Saturday. Giannis Pappas on Twitter, science journalist, hee-haw, Long Days podcast. Go watch his special. As always, you have a Patreon out right now with Sal from the Impractical Jokers, which is funny. And what else have we got cooking? What else are you? What are you doing now?
Oh, then? you're on the road.
Ugh.
You have dates to promote.
I have two dates. If you haven't seen me, I'm Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I'm at the Funny Bone in Richmond, Virginia. God help me. God help me. And two shows Friday, two shows Saturday, one show Sunday. I mean, who's buying tickets to this? Are they nuts? It's Memorial Day. But anyway, Comet will be great. 16th to the 18th, San Jose. Absolute last dates. Probably like last headlining dates for like 6 months minimum, probably. And then I'll be just doing spots out there. But, you know, get it while the getting's good, folks. I don't know what to tell you.
Oh, I got one. If you listen to this, Saturday. I'm in Newport, Rhode Island at the Jane Pickens Theater.
Don't go. Fly to see me in Richmond. Jane Pickens Theater, May 28th, Newport, Rhode Island. Part of the Rogue Island Comedy Festival. Yes. Doug Key, great guy.
Yeah.
September 9th through 10th, Uncle Vinny's in Port. Well, that's a little bit out, isn't it?
That's out there. I'm taking a little time off. I got to write a new act.
You got to write a new act, and you have a child.
I have a child.
And you need to train.
I need to train her in military tactical defense.
Yeah, and she's Greek. She'll take to it.
She'll take to it very well.
She'll take to it. Yeah. She'll have an AR-15 and a full beard when she's five.
Absolutely. It's going to be her two-year-old birthday present.
Good night, everyone, and good luck.